Pray with me, please. Father God, thank you for this evening, Lord. Thank you for making this night possible, Lord. And I just pray that this testimony, Lord, may be able to reach lives, Father, because it's your message. It's not mine. And I just pray that someone can just walk out of here, Father God, just with a new mind and a new heart. In your name I pray, amen. Hi, my name is Hael, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from trusting God and codependency. Hi. I grew up in a family with 10 siblings. My fraternal male twin and I were the babies. Growing up, trust was non-existent, and every topic imaginable was a taboo. As is the case in many Hispanic homes, women were very limited in areas of life, while all the boys unfairly did as they pleased. I was kicked out of my house at 15 for questioning authority and not being compliant as expected. I was an ignorant rebel in the making. I came to live with my older sister here in Texas, but I puffed my chest in arrogance, feeling I was mature enough for life without anyone else. I secretly hated her for being all I wasn't. Because of that, I closed myself off to her when she relentlessly attempted to be my friend slash mother. We religiously went to church when I lived with her family. My faith was like a roller coaster. One day, I was a faithful believer. The next, a full-blown atheist. I felt alone. God seemed like a historical figure to be respected, but never to have a relationship with. In my loneliness, I found fulfillment in accumulating and breaking hearts. When my heart was broken by boys or any tough situation, I turned to alcohol and then slowly to drugs. At age 24, I had absolutely no aspirations for life. Suicidal thoughts occasionally visited my mind. I felt I had no worth with expired mercy from God. I found out I was pregnant while on cocaine, and abortion was a no-brainer. However, after seeing the baby and the ultrasound, I had a change of heart. I told God, "All right, I'll have this baby, which is probably deformed, but I'm not interested in you." God honored my decision and gave me a healthy baby with green eyes on top of that as cherry on top of ice cream. In an attempt to have the baby's father gone from my life, I confessed to him all the affairs, the lies, and nasty, gruesome things I had done in the 4 years of our dating, believing wholeheartedly that he would run as fast as he could to get away from me in disgust. To my surprise, he proposed. I thought if an earthly human can forgive the darkness in me, could God truly love me? All the things that I had learned about God and his love from attending church with my sister were now making sense to me. I now knew that God did love me so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for me. The gospel became alive in my heart for the very first time. I had never truly personalized the gospel for myself. It was true for the world, but I had felt too insignificant to even come across God's radar. Even though I knew God's love, I still struggled to trust him in my life and marriage. I was still looking for validation from others to feel special and loved. But when these unrealistic expectations were not met in my marriage, I miserably failed when I was involved in an affair. This was my turning point. I confessed the next morning. My husband was in shock and couldn't process how I relapsed back into my old behavior. I told him that I would do anything to make this right, even attend Regen. When I first came to Regen, I thought that the people here were less troubled, less broken than I was. I came to get pointers on how to make this entire mess just go away, but I humored God with these plans. Through Regen, I was able to identify my struggles. That in itself was huge for me. All my life, I couldn't understand my behavior. I felt like no one understood or could identify with me, that my sins were unique, and I felt special in all the wrong ways. I came to realize that my struggle with codependency was common, and like many others, I was looking for people to make me feel significant and validate me instead of trusting who God says that I am. Because everything and everyone were the source of my happiness, I found my identity in the next relationship, friendship, job, you name it. When my marriage was in a stale season, I received attention elsewhere at the expense of our marriage. Because I found my identity in how others could make me happy, I fell into temptation when my tank was on empty. Through Regen, I learned that my not trusting God became a domino effect to all my bad decisions, and that I had to, step two, believe, undeniably believe who he is in my life, so that in step three, I could trust him with my life. God has used my years here at Watermark to do a complete 360-degree turn on my beliefs. Many of these beliefs have been put to death. I have experienced breakthroughs in my life and buried absurd ideologies such as being unworthy of someone's friendship or circle of friends because of financial status. I've come to understand that God and God alone is the source of my entire happiness because I have trained my heart to believe that when things go south, I look north. At one point, I didn't feel special or worthy enough for God. Now I truly believe that He does love me, Jael Cervantes, and I am enough. Because of Christ, I'm no longer misplacing my identity. Praise of man used to fuel my ego and cause me to cross sinful boundaries. I hunger for attention from man to fill the emptiness of feeling unworthy. I now strive to depend on God's love alone. He alone is enough for me, and when I don't feel beautiful, attractive, successful, or enough, I turn to Him, and He gently, through the Holy Spirit, fills my heart and fills my soul. My name is Jael. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from trusting God and codependency. Everything that has happened in my life is because of Christ and His work in me.